You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast. With your esteemed hosts, myself, Mark Borscht, and
George Papazov from Trade Pro Academy.
Hey, hey, welcome back, trade pros. In today's episode, we're going to be focusing the discussion on the realistic path to trading success, all right? Because trading's not a hobby. It's not some part-time gig with easy money. It's a professional industry. And to be a professional trader, guess what? You have to become a professional. Now, a lot of people, when they first start off, you know, it's normal to be very, very excited about the opportunity to make life-changing money, all right? You fire your boss, you become your own boss. This is the dream, all right? Regardless of where you are in the world, the American dream, the Canadian dream, anywhere you are in the world, it's the international dream, we'll call it, all right? The international dream, no boss, no restrictions on your time, you know, unlimited potential of income. Who wouldn't want to do this, right? The issue becomes expectations. A lot of people want to do this as soon as possible, all right? And interestingly enough, there was a poll done recently in a forum where 26% of respondents expected to be profitable in under 6 months, all right? And then the reality was that 27% had no profits after 2 years of trading. Now, just imagine coming into an industry with the expectations to be making life-changing money, and after two years, not having made a single dollar, but you're still paying for the subscription costs, you know, exchange data fees, etc. Is this something that you really want to do? Right? A large part of performance is expectations, because when they're sky high, even if you're doing well as a beginner, you might not be making the money that you want, but because your focus is on the actual result, which is the monetary gains, if you're not getting to where you want to be, there's going to be disappointment, there's going to be resentment. You might be asking yourself, is this really worth it? Is this something that I want to do? So think about this. There's a good chance you're looking at trading as a career change opportunity. All right. In 2021, you know, we've had basically COVID come in at the end of 2019. Throughout 2020, a lot of people have been working from home. A lot of people have been making, you know, decent money, and they're considering a career change. So you got to ask yourself, what job are you currently doing? All right. How long have you been doing it for? What did you sacrifice to get there? You know, as you answer those questions, you'll begin to realize trading is really not much different than any other job. All right. It's patience, hard work is what's required to make any meaningful changes and to really become a master at it. You know, I think it was Malcolm Gladwell in his book, The Outliers. He mentioned that to really become a master of something, you've got to put in 10,000 hours. All right. 10,000 hours of work. That's no small feat. All right. And to become a master at trading, you can't take any shortcuts. So it's all about setting the right expectations. And, you know, if you guys know anything about us at Trade Pro Academy, you know, don't take it from the horse's mouth. You can look at our reviews. Everybody that finds us says the same thing, right? There's no BS. We don't sugarcoat anything about this industry because at the end of the day, whether it's for you or not for you, we want you guys to be able to get that understanding right off the bat. All right. We don't want to sugarcoat anything, get you in this industry. And then, you know, you realize, man, this is something I shouldn't have done, you know, way too late down the road. So let's get started.
Let me do that by first opening a beer. No, ooh. I'm just kidding. It's a bubbly. Just soda water. All right. So I want to tell you a little bit about us and a nice little message from myself and Trade Pro Academy. A trading journey is never the first thing a trader considers. It's the end results you crave. The money, the cars, freedom. That's what you really want. But if you don't know a realistic route to get to your destination, you'll never make it there. It's important to start at the beginning. So when you're making progress, but may not yet be profitable, you need to celebrate that moment instead of beating yourself up. It's about making progress over profit, especially in your first year as a trader. We have a complete journey map for you, complete with education, psychology, trading plans, checklists, journaling, and real-time coaching. You have the GPS. You'll have the route. Now it's time to drive your way to your dreams. It's time to finally make this work as a long-term career. It's time for you to join us at www.tradeproacademy.com. And now, back to the show.
Woot woot, back to the show. One other thing I will mention before we actually get right back into the show. Again, you know, check us out at tradeproacademy.com. Even better, we've got a free community for you guys, all right, to see what we're about. Make sure to join our Ecofin community on www.community.tradepro.com. Again, the link will be posted in the show notes. Make sure to check that out. You're doing yourself a big disservice if you're not in that room.
The link is community.tradeproacademy.com. And what you get there is a real live trading room for free. And the reason we're doing it now is because market conditions are changing. Listen to the last podcast episode if you want to know why and how to take action. But I think now more than ever, it's important for you to be with a group of people who've been doing this longer than post-COVID because the markets constantly change. So yeah, like Mark said, check us out, join that channel, and I look forward to talking to you there. We post every day trade analysis and ideas.
Exactly. And now back to the show.
And now.
So what is the reality of trading? All right.
Wait, can we try doing it together? Ready? Three, two, one. And now.
Back to the show. Oh, no, the internet cut out a little bit. That's all good. We did pretty well even with internet lag. But here's the reality of trading, guys. It's going to take you longer to become consistently profitable than you thought, all right? But what you're going to achieve over the course of, you know, the next 2 to 5 to 10 years is going to blow your mind. You know, if you stay committed, that's the big caveat. If you stay committed, you've got to, you know, right away forget about the marketing promises of overnight riches. It doesn't work. How do I know? That's how I got sucked into it. You know, that's how I initially got sucked into it. But once you do become profitable, all right, you're going to be able to make way more money than you ever thought possible. And, you know, it's an interesting feeling, to be honest, seeing, you know, you get to a point where you're profitable. You stop checking your statements every day, you know, because oftentimes you're checking your statements because you know what you've lost on the day or you know what you've won on the day. But once you get to that stage where profits are coming in consistently, you're not even focusing on that. It becomes focusing on the process, which is what it should be about the whole time. The reality is that the way it's sold, people are not focused on the process. People are focused on the results. And if those results aren't there as quickly as you expected them to be, you might see that as a disappointment or that you're not doing something right. But here's the reality of it. It's going to take longer. All right. And we're going to break down exactly kind of the different paths of a trading career, as well as breaking down really the cycle that we tend to see as far as the trajectory for new traders becoming into profitable traders. All right. So you're going to get some interesting insights here. Go ahead, G.
I just want to throw in a quote by Bill Gates. Most people overestimate what they could do in 1 year and underestimate what they could do in 10 years. I think as human psychology, we value the now because we look for our problems to be fixed. Mm-hmm. Right? If you think about having a solution to a problem, you want it now. This is why Uber Eats brings food to your door and you're still kind of now saying, "Bah, not close enough. I got to go downstairs and get it." Right, this is why we're looking for conveniences. We just want the now. The problem with trading is the only thing that happens in the now is losses for new trades. I virtually guarantee that. And we're going to talk about these paths. But I love this quote from Bill Gates, and it makes you think, right? It's like, what are my expectations for a year and for 10? And, you know, before we even begin, I'll tell you this. Some people start out with an unrealistic expectation. And that's the reason that they fail and they'll never get to success because you start out unrealistically. And we're going to unpack this in the episode. So go ahead, Marky. You want to throw that in there?
Exactly. Well, that was a great thing to throw in there, number one. And number two, you got me really thinking of a different quote that I've seen, similar to what Bill Gates said, but more applicable to trading. And it's along the lines of you can give a person a strategy that will make them a millionaire in 10 years. 99% of them are going to not do that strategy and try to do it faster. All right. So
true.
Similar to that. And, you know, now that I've been you know, with TradePro for a while, and I've seen the opposite side, you know, the educational aspect where we're actually mentoring new traders, that becomes so much more true. You know, I can see it holds so much weight because it's true. You know, people don't come in here being like, you know what, why would I want to wait 10 years to become a millionaire? I want to do it tomorrow, or I want to do it next month. And the reality is, even if you have a profitable strategy, you know, as the operator of that strategy, if the expectations aren't set accordingly, you know, you're going to be doing that. You're going to be hopping from, we call it shiny ball syndrome. There's a bunch of different names, going from strategy to strategy, looking for that holy grail that's going to get you the biggest results in the shortest amount of time. Not realizing that you might have something that can get you to where you want. It's just not going to be in the time frame that you're looking for. So, yeah.
So here's an interesting point, Marky, that I want to mention. And it's kind of like a whoa kind of, you know, when I had this thought back in the day, it changed my life. Whoa. Is that if you look, we all want to have $1 million tomorrow, right? And no matter what you find that promises that to you, if it was possible for you to have $1 million tomorrow, you would already have it today. It isn't the strategy. It isn't the approach. It's your mindset. The reality is, if I did give you $1 million, you would probably not have it just a few weeks later, because mm-hmm. you would find things to spend it on. And as long as you're finding things to spend money on, you're not going to accumulate it. So this is the big realization, is that, you know, when you're looking for this dollar figure, like having $1 million, if you could have it in a few days, you should already have it now. If you don't, what you got to work on is a longer journey. You know, it's more fluid. It's not binary like that. There isn't one thing that'll take you from zero to a million. There's something that take you from zero to 10K, 10K to 50, 50 to 100. It's a journey, and it isn't yep. like you flip the switch. One day it's one thing, next day your life is fixed. I'll tell you two things. Number one, that will never happen. Number two, you'd be the most depressed you ever would be if that happened. Believe me, I know it takes a lot of imagination to picture yourself in this scenario, but as a kid who had nothing, who slept with cockroaches in the bedroom and had nothing but dreams that nobody believed in, they were bold dreams, to now having millions of dollars and, you know, the capacity to earn more of it, I'll tell you that if you only go for the money and that end result as quickly as possible, it's the quickest way to depression. And I stamp and seal that, because, you know, you need to have the capacity to make it first. And so this is why not hitting your goal is actually a good thing. These lofty goals of profits right away and quickly, not getting those is a blessing in your life. Because the people who start really hot in the markets off the bat, we call that beginner luck. And those are the people who have the hardest time sticking around in the industry. You exactly. know, the worst thing that could happen, I think, Mark, is that you do really good right at the beginning. I started like that. And then it took me another 4 years to get back to get yeah. back on yeah. path. By being really good really quickly, it's not like you're the smartest person in the room by doing that. It's that you're ignoring a lot of things that end up costing you down the line.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. And, you know, it's got me really thinking and reflecting on my own journey. And, you know, that quote that I mentioned about having a profitable strategy that can make you a millionaire in 10 years, you know, I just remembered where I heard that. And that was literally the first course I took on trading. And realistically, you know, had I stuck to that strategy, you know, I'm doing pretty decent now. But had I stuck to that strategy and not done anything else, you know, not really looked for shortcuts, because it was like a longer term momentum trend, kind of trend trading strategy. And I figured, you know, this is why I can say to you guys, you got to set those expectations, because I had the strategy. I've seen that it could have made me a millionaire, right? But I chose to look for strategies that were shorter term that can get me there faster. And, you know, I got pretty much a similar result. But had I just stuck with that one strategy at that time, you know, just like Georgie said, I wasn't there mentally, you know, from a mental aspect, just coming out of university. I think I was in my last year of university at the time. You know, you don't want to wait 10 years. You know, I'm just out of university. I want to get this now. How can I do this as fast as I can? That was my journey. I've been there. That's why I can sit on this mic and tell you guys, you know, set those expectations accordingly, because my journey could have been a lot easier had I just taken that advice when it was there, you know, but I wasn't mature enough at that time to heed that advice. And guess what? It took me an extra couple of years to get to the same point where if I would have just stuck with it, committed to it, and, you know, gone through it, you know, I'd be here just faster. That makes sense. Ironically.
I was going to say, like, you know, I want to hear what you have to say, because ironically is a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I was just going to say, ironically enough, it took me longer to get where I wanted to by doing the things I thought would get me there faster. That's kind of what I wanted to point out. Right?
I love that. That's so important, because I was gonna mention something that was less exciting than that, because that's the way you stamp it. Like, that's important, right? I want you guys to kind of listen to what Mark said there. Say it again, Marky.
Man, on the spot now. Ironically, it took me longer to get to the point that I wanted to by trying to do it as fast as I could.
Amazing. That's going to be the quote of the show. In fact, we should just wrap it up. So I was going to say, like, you know, people don't want to wait 10 years for a big goal, but look at your last 10 years. Are you satisfied with what you've done? All right, so how is that any different? You've already put 10 years in, and, you know, and the next 10 you want X goal. You don't want to wait for it, but we were happy to waste 10 years of our 20s doing stupid things. Right. Yeah. So it's like we've already wasted that time. All of us have. I mean, I know there's some special kids these days that, you know, miss out on their childhood and you know, become like billionaires in their early 20s coding some apps and stuff. But for our generation, Mark, you did a lot of stupid stuff for a decade. And so you've already burned through a decade. So what's waiting for another one if you could realize your wildest dreams? We're not saying waiting 10 years to make money on a trade, but waiting longer for those bigger goals, I think, is always better. It's going to be worth more when you get it to you. Like, it'll be sweeter, the victory,
exactly,
if the journey takes a while longer. And so just be realistic about it. Everyone's journey is different. Some guys have done it in a year, what some people couldn't achieve in 10, right? And Bezos will laugh at you. This last year, if you compare it to your past 10, one day of his might not be 10 years of yours, but everyone's on their own journey. And so the only way to see how long it'll take you is to be realistic, start out realistic.
Exactly. So what are the three different paths that we generally see of a trading career? All right. So the first path, this is the most common one, and it has led to the zero least amount of successful traders that I know. I think, Georgia, you can say the same. I would argue that any profitable trader can say the same thing. And that's how it's sold by marketers. All right. The first path is how it's sold by marketers. Instant overnight success. You basically don't lose when you start and you just parabolic curve up. You know, that is the most unrealistic form of expectations for a trading career. It's just not gonna happen. If that's what you believe to be true, you're gonna get a reality check, and guess what? We're gonna give it to you, right? Number two is the retail reality, all right? So the retail reality, this is where most people kind of get stuck in. All right. And it's how most new traders exit the industry. And again, it comes back to the reality of mismanaged expectations. All right. Most people get into this industry expecting to make instant riches overnight until they put on their first couple of trades. And then they realize, damn, this is a lot more difficult than it was sold. All right. And by the time that they realize that it's a lot more difficult and it's really a business, they've likely blown a majority of their accounts. And, you know, we've done the numbers. I don't remember exactly how much you have to make back, but I know for 50% drawdown, you have to make a return of 100% just to get back to where you were. So if you've blown the account, you know, if you've blown 90% of the account, which 90% of retail traders do in the first 90 days of opening and funding that account, you know, you're going to have to make a big return, larger than what most people do make, in order to get back to flat. All right. Not even to get back to profit, just to get back to flat. And this is where people drop out. All right. And then the final career, or the final path, is kind of the way that we like to structure it for our community. Again, it's not a sale for our community, but this is what the journey generally looks like. All right. The journey generally looks like starts number one with expectations. All right. Like I mentioned, there's no fluff, no BS, none of that stuff. It's going to take time. And when you start, expect to lose money. All right. Don't expect to be making money right away. In fact, we're going to give you the timelines of what, you know, the typical journey of a new trader that actually succeeds, what that journey looks like as far as the month, kind of month over month breakdown, right? But kind of the overall view is you're going to start off, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to lose money. You are going to be working out the kinks, All right. You're going to be working out the kinks in your execution. You're going to be working out the kinks in your own psychology. All right. The goal at the start is not to make money. It's to lose less and to ideally get to break even. All right. So most traders don't give themselves the chance to do that because they, you know, they're swinging for home runs, for grand slams on every trade. And the reality is most traders come in undercapitalized, right? They come in with smaller accounts, looking to flip it into larger accounts. And that comes with taking on additional risk. That comes on with putting on position sizes that are way too big for the account size. And that's what leads to those blowouts, right? So the trade pro path, the path of a professional trader is you're going to be losing money at first, but if you stay committed with it, you kind of iron out the kinks in your strategy and your own execution and your own psychology and your performance mindset, you eventually make up those losses and you get back to break even. All right. Once you get to break even, this is really the phase that I would argue most traders don't even get to. All right. It's most, forget about making money. All right. Most traders don't even get to the break even phase. Right. Once you get to that break-even phase, at that point, you've basically built the experience, built the screen time to understand your strategy, understand the nuances, and to even understand your own personality as it relates to executing your strategy. Right. This is kind of the part of the phase which leads to that parabolic curve higher, where now you're making that life-changing money, right? But that's the tip of the iceberg. Most people don't see the part where you start, where you're struggling, where you're taking the, you know, the losses, you're taking those lessons and you keep coming back for more, right? There was, what was it? Sal, we did an interview with one of our more successful Trade Pro members and he said, traders are basically a glutton for punishment. And that's effectively what it is when you start, right? You're going to have the strategy, you're going to be excited for it, but you know, you're still going to be new with executions. So you can't really focus on the results at that point. It's more so the process. And if you keep your mind focused on the process throughout this entire journey, instead of what that P&L figure looks like, you're going to give yourself the chance to get to break even. And even better, you're going to give yourself the chance to start making profits and to consistently do so, right? So those are generally the three trading, the three different paths most new traders take when they enter the industry. Number one, the way it's sold by marketers. Number two, you know, the realistic reality for retail traders. And then number three, the path of the professional trader.
Marky, you know, these three paths are amazing. And like the one that's sold by marketers, the instant gain and never lose any kind of money. You know why people want that one? Because, you know, they want more money. But I think that path is easier achieved through some basic finances, not even trading. You want more money, stop spending that much. Anyone could have more money, right? It's like, do a budget, find out how much you're spending where. I'm sure there's an ability to shave down and you end up having more money quicker. That's the quickest way to have more money, to spend less, not to actually earn more. All right. And then the retail reality of how things start is everyone loses money. You know, the problem is that it's not that you're losing money. The retail path and the trade pro path actually start pretty similar with losses, right? But it's the psychology and how you perceive those losses. The retail trader sees it as, I got to trade bigger so I can make up these losses because they're expecting to. But the trade pro says, hey, this is par for the course. I'm not losing money. I'm paying for an education to the market. And those are the two differences. That's the one difference that takes you down the path of trade pro, or the reality of retail that just slips to the downside. And I'd like to post this graphic on the page. You guys could, as we're talking about it, visualize it. But I'll tell you this, the difference is going to be what your perception is to loss. It baffles my mind, and I've said this a few times on the podcast, so people who have listened to all of them are going to roll their eyes, but here it goes again. You know, how we spend $40,000 for an education hoping to get a job, but nothing's ever happened, all right? But we go to the market, and from day one, we want to be making the kind of money that, you know, other people have 20 years in the game. It's like, if you work in a job in a professional capacity, look around your department. How many people in your department started from entry-level job to be the CEO of it within, you know, 3 months is what you're going for. You're going for CEO level and an entry-level position. And it's amazing. It's amazing for college kids because that's how they think, but it's not amazing for the reality of what life is. And I think that's the problem. It isn't that you're losing money at first. You should be losing money at first. No, I'm not wishing it upon you. Hopefully you're one of the few people who go from nothing to millions of dollars quickly. There are some prodigies and smart people that could do this, but it's not the reality. All right. This isn't a movie. This isn't Hollywood. You know, it's like just because you watched, I don't know, what's a really inspirational movie? That guy, Will Smith in the movie Marky, was it when he becomes a broker?
Will Smith.
Yeah. He became
a Pursuit of Happiness?
Yes. Right. He was homeless and then became a broker and super successful. Okay. You watched the movie. Why don't you give your house away to somebody and go on the streets and you try to do that? You're not going to. You like the movie. You like the idea, but you know the reality isn't going to be like that. Yeah. And so I think that's what's important, is to stop and ask yourself, okay, what am I expecting of this industry? And then define what you're expecting versus trying to decide how much you're going to make. Because if you have an unrealistic expectation, like a lot of retail traders, to make money fast, when you're losing, not only are you not making money, but you're moving away from your goal. And so you start to struggle, overcompensate. You get into a lack mindset because you're not where you should be, but you shouldn't be there because that isn't reality. And so you're really creating your own world. It's very dangerous. It triggers a lot of self-sabotage. It causes depression. The downside of this industry is if you have unrealistic expectations, and especially if you have like a gambling personality, you know, this might not just ruin your finances. This could ruin your life if you do it the wrong way, you know, and nobody's willing to talk about that. Put that on an ad. Hey, come trade. This might ruin your life, but it might not. But reality is, it is, look, it's the decisions you're making that lead to those outcomes. And that's the other thing. You got to be accountable. It's your decisions that'll take you down the path. And, you know, sometimes I see people saying, oh, well, I bought this system, I bought that, it's not working, like it's their fault. And you're making decisions to lose and you don't even realize it, right? So make the decision now for once to be like, look, let me rethink what I expect. Let me rethink how long I'm willing to, like, put a number in your head. I want to make $1 million trading. What's the longest I'm willing to wait for that? All right. And then stick that. And it's such a bigger relief that you have a period that you're waiting to, you're willing to wait for to get the goal rather than expect the goal as quickly as possible, because that's not quantifiable. And then one losing day could blow out your whole account because you think you're not on track. Professional traders lose. So, I mean, this was maybe longer of a spiel than I wanted to get into, but I wanted to like dig into the psychology of decision making. It's a choice. Choose the path that's going to take longer but has a higher probability, because when you're trading, guess what? Just like you're choosing a path, you're choosing trades. And the way that you choose your path is the way you're going to choose your trades. So, yeah. I basically perfect. Just dumped everything, Marky, that I had for the whole show.
No, that's perfect.
Into one sentence. Somewhere there.
And that's going to help us transition, right? It's going to help us transition into giving you guys now the realistic overview of what the journey actually looks like. All right. And so you can hear it from us. We're going to give you this breakdown. But after this episode, I'd really, really encourage you guys to listen to podcast episode number 72, the interview with Zalman, because it's one thing to hear it from us, guys that have been doing it for years. And I think between George and myself, we got almost 30 years of experience.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. 30 to 35 years of experience. But the interview with Zalman, podcast number 72, he's got about 2 years of experience. All right. And you'll hear in his journey how he tried taking those shortcuts. And just like with my journey, you know, the shortcuts I was taking to try to get to where I wanted faster ended up with me taking the longer route to get to where I wanted to. All right. And so I think it's super important to hear it from us as more experienced traders, but also to hear it from somebody that's done it, you know, and they recently, you know, he's been in the industry for 18 months. And now he's got to a place over the last couple of months where he's finding consistent profitability. So let's give you guys this realistic breakdown, this realistic overview of what trading looks like. All right. There's going to be different paths, and every trader's path is unique. All right. It always comes back down to personality, to the choices that you make along the journey. But one thing that we can guarantee is that the path is going to look very similar as far as trajectory. All right. It's all about the work you put in, the effort, and the commitment. These can supercharge your learning curve and the results. But typically, this is what it looks like. All right. In the first month, you create schedules, you know, to go through content. You know, this is more specific to, you know, our TradePro members in our Trade Pro courses. But nonetheless, any new trader coming into the industry, let's say you join a community, you've got access to courses. This is generally what the journey looks like, right? So for the first month, you're excited, you're going through the courses. All right. You're organizing yourself and you're really preparing routines. All right. You're preparing routines so that you can do this consistently. Really, the first month is you're making all of the decisions that you're going to be committing to, and you're going to be putting together a plan of action. All right. Months 2 to 6. All right. This is where you're going to be learning. You're going through the courses. You're watching the markets. You're applying concepts and things to your charts, and you're really gaining experience. You know, at this point, your profit expectations should be $0. All right. You should not be expecting to make any money really for the first year. And I know that sounds kind of wild. A lot of you might be thinking, how can I do this for a year, be putting in the money, be putting in the time, be putting in, you know, the sacrifice, and not expecting to get a dollar in return?
How did you do it for 4 years in school?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right? So months 6 through 12, now you are in the trenches, all right? This is where you're applying the materials you're learning, the structure that you've been putting together, that you've been planning, you know, all the strategies, etc. You're going to be applying that with live capital. And this is really the stage where people find out that, wow, trading is not the way that it's sold. This is actually tougher than I expected it to be, right? You get these expectations coming in, you know, a lot of people get that, that sim god, we'll call it the demo god or the sim god experience, where you get into sim, you've learned these new strategies, you're putting them in the markets, and you're putting them into the markets, and you're seeing results, all right, from the lessons you're taking. You're putting that application into sim and you're finding, man, I'm getting results. This is exciting. I want to start putting live capital money at this strategy because look at all this money I'm making in sim, right? You get excited. And then months 6 through 12, you're saying to yourself, you know, I've made X amount of dollars in sim. I'm going to try to do the exact same thing in live now. Guess what? That experience is going to be a whole lot different. And we had an episode in the first season of this podcast. I believe it was the 15th or 16th one on why your demo results don't matter. Encourage you guys to check that out after today's episode. All right. So months 6 through 12, you're putting these strategies, you're putting everything into application, live capital. All right. At this point, you should be losing money to break even. All right. When money is on the line. Now, this is a normal part of the learning curve. You are on the right track, even if you're losing capital, all right? Because at this part of the journey, you are ironing out the kinks, all right? There is a big transition, not so much physically, but mentally, going from demo to live. And when money is on the line, when real money is on the line, you're going to find that the stuff you were doing in demo, you're not going to be doing it in live capitals. And if you are, it's probably causing you losses. So this is really months 6 through 12 are the months where you're realizing some of the stuff you're doing in sim is not as easy to do in live. And you're basically coming up with rules, with guidelines for yourself to iron those kinks out, right? So this is why we say you should expect to lose some money at the start. You know, you don't want to blow the account because you're not being disciplined, you're not following correct strategy, but you can expect to lose a little bit of money when you're starting out, because like I said, you're going to be ironing out some of the kinks. All right, and there's no real magic fix. This is where majority of traders, if they're not in profit right away within the first 6 to 12 months, this is where they say, you know what? This strategy does not work for me. I've got to find the magic fix. You know what the reality is? There is no magic fix. You just got to accept and embrace the part of the journey that you're on, right? Get in more screen time and look to put together a set of plans in order to really not shoot yourself in the foot, right? Because this is really the easiest part of the journey where you can shoot yourself in the foot, all right? And then months 12 through 19, all right? So this is going on a year, right? So at this, the 1 year milestone, the 1 year anniversary of when you start trading, when you start learning about trading, when you're actually putting in trades, you're still not profitable. All right. For the majority of people, this is true. You know, there's been very few people. I think I know one or two people, you know, one of our members, Riker, he was one of the only people I know that's done it in under a year. But you've also got to listen to that episode to see why that's the case, because he's just a monster. But months 12 through 19, this is where you decide, I got to treat trading as a business. All right. This is actually a business, and you put all of the learnings and experiences you've gained over the last 12 to 18 months into putting together a bulletproof trading plan that you're now going to follow with diligence, with discipline, and with patience. All right. And Georgie,
love it.
I'll let you get the last category here.
Awesome. This is the one that we all want, right?
The months, best for last. Yep.
19 plus. Now, look, this is, you know, like Mark said, this journey differs slightly, but it, you know, it's out there. You start making consistent income finally at this point. And not because you shot for making money, but because you've learned so much and you've learned how to avoid all the common mistakes. Your natural route is then to start making money. So you make consistent income. All right. You're constantly learning still. You're adjusting and improving your process. There's no one I know that makes money without trying to, you know, improve themselves. The reality is, if you're making money today, that's yesterday's strategy. Today's improvement is going to be tomorrow's profits. So this phase lasts a lifetime. It's a feedback loop. You trade, you evaluate, you journal, you review, you adjust, you keep trading. The only thing that'll change from that point forward is you're going to gain more experience and comfort, which ultimately leads to more confidence, and you start putting on more size, right? You trust yourself more. You learn how to trade bigger. You learn how to trade, when to trade bigger, because it isn't just about trading bigger. It's knowing when to trade bigger. So that's what your journey could look like in a year and a half. Now, like I said, it could take longer, all right, than you thought, but you could make more than you ever imagined. And at the end of the day, isn't that worth letting go of your expectations now and starting to learn with just the courses and committing to the path? Because this is the common path. You know, some people do it faster. We've seen it done much faster, right? But the thing I want to mention here is, like, Riker Savage, episode 50 of this interview. You want to see somebody who did it faster? Go listen to that interview and look at what he did to make it faster. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
Are you willing to sacrifice what he did? Because while he did it faster in the eyes of the people, you know, he wasn't trying to do it faster. It was just that he committed to a higher degree. Committed more to the journey. He was more diligent, more focused, more committed, more focused. So yes, to the external observer, it happened faster, but it's like that artist that breaks into the music industry, the overnight success, 10 years in the making. Yeah. It's like, you know, you could make it faster, but you're going to have to hustle more. And the problem is people want it faster with less work. And that's this whole convenience society, you know, like Uber Eats delivered to your doorstep, and you know, everything's so convenient. Amazon Prime packages. It's not how it works in trading, and it's going completely against what society is moving towards, which makes it harder and harder by the day. The people who start looking for shortcuts in retrospect take the long road, and it leads them right back to the start of the journey anyways. Yeah. Right? So in the end, like Mark just said, just in this podcast, the short journey is the longest one in retrospect. And
yep.
The question is, what do you want to do? You know, do you want to give yourself and the sad part is, it isn't something that you could have a second chance at. Sometimes you unfortunately don't. You know, in life, when I was I left Scotiabank fully in 2016 to trade full time. All right. And at that time of my life, I was like, this is my opportunity window. How do I want to approach this? Later on in life, when you have kids, you know, more things start to happen. It's going to be harder, not impossible. It's harder. And so I asked myself, you know, how am I going to tackle this? Well, I got to make a choice. Am I going to do this the right way? And yeah, it might be a little bit harder at first, but the probability and the forecast for the future is better. Or am I going to go in there and try to shortchange stuff? And you're not going to believe the decision I made. I took the shortcut decision like a true human. And a month later, I had to go right back to the path. I'm like, listen, I caught myself early enough. Some people don't. Some people lose everything they've saved, all right? Walk away from this industry with a loss, with failure. And the danger in that is you're not just losing money. The money that you lose from taking the wrong decision is the least of your worries. The subconscious damage you've done to now program yourself to say, every time I've took a risk, I've failed. You know, you're reinforcing a program that unfortunately will lead to more failure in the future. Because the subconscious mind's always listening, it's always recording, it's always analyzing, And what you feed it isn't, oh, I'm going to have a third shot, a fourth shot. What you feed it is a command. And the next time around becomes more difficult. So as you make this choice, it isn't really a choice just about trading. It's a life choice, whether you like it or not. Everything is. And so I just want to tell you, look, the journey, the reality of the journey is it's going to take you longer, but that's how it is. Everybody, I mean, one way you could look at this and feel good about it is everyone who's done it, who lasts in the industry, has taken the same path. So you're not taking a route that is uncommon. You are taking a route that is the common one. And so that's what I wanted to leave you with for this episode personally. Yeah, Mark, great job explaining it. Hopefully you guys got some value.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as we wrap this episode up, the thing that I want to relay out to the audience is reflect on your own journey. Where are you at in, you know, in this timeline? All right. If you've been doing this for under a year, you know, and you might not be where you want to be, but you're still alive, you still have capital in the account, you're still learning on a daily basis, that's a win. All right. Don't be discouraged. Keep on route because you are exactly where you need to be in your journey, especially if you've made it really past, you know, the 6 month mark. Most people don't make it past 30 days, or not 30 days, 3 months. All right. A full quarter. 90% of people lose 90% of that account in the first 90 days of trading, right? So if you've survived really the first 3 months, but you haven't made any money, that's still a win, right? You're still in this industry. You've made it further than a majority of people get, all right? So don't be discouraged. Stay on that path. And, you know, once you get to months, you know, 12 through 18, this is where things should start picking up for you. All right. So that's kind of what I wanted to relay is don't be discouraged, especially if you've been doing this for a while without seeing the results you want. And number two, you know, for the newer trader out there, I hope this gives you a realistic perspective of what the journey actually looks like. Like we said at the beginning here, we're not about fluff. You know, this might scare some people off from joining this industry, but guess what? That might be the biggest gift in disguise. Right? Because if you hear us and you realize, you know what, this maybe isn't something that I'm committed to doing, perfect. You might have saved yourself a lot of sweat, a lot of blood, and a lot of tears, and probably a good chunk of capital. So that's kind of what I want to leave it off to. I think, G, you had something to say, and we'll wrap this puppy up.
Yeah, just a final closing thought. Despite everything we said, I believe in you. And the reason I believe in you is because I've seen it done, and I've done it, and we see it being done every single day. In our community, when you join, there's people at different stages of their development that you could learn from. And the one way to increase your or speed up your journey is to be around people who have done it. It isn't that they're going to give you what you need, but they're going to help you avoid the things that set you back. That's the biggest value of a community like ours. So check us out. Come trade with the traders who have walked this journey. You're going to meet some of the people, all the people on the podcast we've had and others who are doing this successfully. And I think that's one way to supercharge your thing. But I believe in you. We wouldn't be doing this if we didn't. And so this message today is one that needs to be said because not many people in the industry are talking about this. The ones who have this kind of mindset are just quietly just doing it themselves and making money. But for us, it's our responsibility that if you're interested to do this, you do it the right way. And I believe in you. I know you could do it because I've seen it done. And I know you could be the next one. So we'll see you at TradeProAcademy.com. If you want to start, check out the community, community.tradeproacademy.com. You can join our free trading room every single day. We crush it. We share a lot of analysis and meet some people on different stages of their journey. You know, would love to see you there.
Exactly. So that's it for today's episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen. If you guys are enjoying this new format, you know, in season two, please do let us know and do share, you know, what kind of topics do you guys want to hear from us? You can send that out at podcast@tradeproacademy.com. And the other favor we're going to ask of you guys is if you are finding value in these podcasts, if you are finding value in these shows, please do share them with a colleague, you know, anyone that might be interested in this journey. And as always, you know, to get the message out there, if you guys can drop a rating and review on iTunes, we would really, really appreciate that. Until next time, guys, good luck and good trading. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.